Powered by Riverside. Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 45, our air date Thursday, November 6th, 2025. I am your host, C. Willie. Happy to be back in the seat and joined by my co-host,
Butter Peep.
She is always there for me, and I love that. And we have a very special guest tonight. Sarah Angelique is joining us from Richmond, Michigan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So you've got a little bit of an interesting history getting into becoming a musician. What we read and what we see, your sound is kind of that pop country with a twangy flair of soul, which we love. The songs that we're going to play tonight, folks, are going to absolutely love. But you were on the national auto scene as a model and a spokesperson. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I started that when I was 19, so actually right before COVID. So I was super excited, and then COVID happened, and then I took a little break, and then jumped right back into it. So I've pretty much worked with all the American brands, and Volkswagen too is kind of where I started with Volkswagen, and then went into Stellantis, a little bit of Ford and Chevy, and so it was fun. Met a lot of great people along the way.
So what would you do? I mean,
it would be like brand promotion and also product specialist. So you'd kind of answer people's questions. People would just come up to you, ask you questions about all the different cars and everything. And we'd have an iPad. So, if we didn't always know the answer off the top of our head, we could look it up real quick and find the right answers for everybody.
But you'd have to be quick on your feet. And
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Quarter Peep, I didn't mean to.
Oh, no, that's okay. What was your favorite car? Like, there's this whole process that you had gone through with all the different brands. What was the one car you said, someday?
I think Corvette is always, the fun one. But for a sports car,
So you did all this from 19 in the auto industry. What made you say, hey, I want to make the jump and go into music?
Well, I think I've always had like music in my life with my dad playing guitar and my uncle playing bass and congas. So, I kind of grew up over the years. They always have practice at my house ever since even before I was born, they were in a band together. And, I just remember always, listening to music and they'd be downstairs playing. And it was almost too, when they had different female singers come in and out throughout the years that they played together, it was almost like American Idol at our house. We'd all have these people coming by and we're like, me and my mom upstairs, like, okay.
All right. So you had that around you.
And yeah.
Were you ever one of the contestants? Did you ever audition?
I mean, now I work with them, so.
Okay. All right. So it happened. Ultimately, it went down the road for that.
Yeah.
Who were your influences? Now, we know your dad and they played and you heard the music there live, but were there folks that you were listening to growing up that you said, hey, I like that sound. That's where I'm going to go.
Yeah. Miley Cyrus was a big one for me. I watched Hannah Montana growing up. That was my show. I just really love her sound. I went to her concert when I think I was 10, and I still have a t-shirt from it. And I just remember it was a fun concert, and I've loved Miley ever since. And I listened to Stevie Nicks a lot too. My dad, one of his favorite bands is Fleetwood Mac. So always had that around and listened to her a lot and Fleetwood Mac. And I also do really enjoy Tracy Chapman as I got older. I like her music a lot, her songwriting style, her voice. So,
it's interesting you talk about these names and the three songs that you've got playing on our show tonight. I can hear a little bit of that in everything you're doing. The last one, the one that we're going to be debuting tonight, which I cannot wait for, Dumb Love, has one of my favorite performers that I know you got a little tip to, and we're going to talk about that when we get to it. But you've got your own sound. I mean, you really have your own unique sound in all of this. How did that come about? I mean, do you feel like it's you just take the conglomeration of everybody that you've listened to?
Yeah, I think I take a little bit of everybody and that I've listened to. I sing their songs too now sometimes, and I just always was singing all the time. So I just kind of, you know, it just kind of came naturally, I guess, in a way too. And just listening over the years, music all the time in my car, anywhere I'm going, I'm listening to music. So.
Well, the first one that we've got queued up tonight, and I believe this is the first single that you released. Is that correct?
Yeah,
we're talking about We Shared the Days.
Yeah, the first song that I written and released. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the backstory on We Shared the Days.
The backstory on that song is I also work at Monster right now, too. I've been working at Monster Energy for a few years now, and I had a really good friend that we do a lot of traveling with that job and everything like that. So I came really close with this one guy that basically became my brother. And he moved along and like moved up in the company, moved to Nashville. And I kind of was sitting there and I was a little sad. I was like, man, it's not going to be the same. He's not going to be here. And, you know, but it all worked out. You know, he's doing his thing. I'm doing my thing. And we're still, you know, friends and in contact. But it's kind of how that song came about, just him moving away. And that was pretty much it.
Does he know that you wrote this song kind of based off the relationship that you guys have?
Yeah. Like, I'm excited to hear it, you know? He was excited too.
All right. We are excited to hear it too. This is Angelique's We Shared the Days. right. Sarah Angelique's We Shared the Days. What a smooth sound. That's terrific.
I have to get most of it to the studio props, you know?
Oh, if only they could clean us up. Yeah. No, it's such a beautiful sound, and you. When I say you're unique, it really is. It's a wonderful, wonderful sound. All right, folks, we are with Sarah Angelique. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about how she creates these beautiful sounds. We'll be right back.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative: Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code BORDERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound. We are here tonight with Angelique. She is from Richmond, Michigan. She is a, I don't know, relatively new singer-songwriter, career as a model for a while, spokesperson for the auto industry, and all of a sudden she said, you know what, I want to make some music, and she's making some beautiful music. She's had a great influence in her career from her family. What is it that helps you with that creative process, and is what you did professionally before this, does that play into what you're doing when you write a song?
I think so. I think all the work that I've done in the past with all my jobs, it helps me become more of a people person. I used to be really, really shy when I was younger. And then, you know, as I got older, I was like, yeah, I don't care. I'm just another human. So, you know.
Good for you.
So I just kind of said, well, I think I always liked the stage because when I was little, I did dancing. My mom put me in dance. So I was always on stage doing that since I was like, I did that from 3 or 4 till 10. So mm-hmm. I kind of had an early start on the stage.
The bright lights were not as intimidating for you at that point.
No.
Yeah. When you're writing, when you sit down and write a song, what does that look like? Are these things that just come to you? I've got an inspiration. I've got a thought that I want to pursue. Or is it something that's a longer term? I keep coming back to this and build on it.
I kind of have an idea in my head, sometimes like a word or a phrase. I hear it somewhere, somebody says something, I'll write it in my notes, and then I'll kind of come back to it and start thinking, you know, more about a song about it, or looking up, you know, different inspirations to help a lot. But mostly just kind of ideas that pop into my head, feelings or emotions that I've felt or had, and it's kind of how it comes about.
There you go. It's different for everybody. You know, it's funny. We've talked to folks on this show that there's been a song that sat on a shelf for 10 years before they came back to it. And I know the process is very unique to everybody that encounters it. Have you had that one where you just sat down and in 5 minutes, oh my gosh, here it is. I've got this.
I don't think it ever happened that quick.
Right.
Not yet.
Not yet. It may. Well, this next one that we've got queued up is called Never Look Back, and another interesting song. I really enjoyed our listen with this. Tell us a little bit about the backstory here.
That song, I was sitting in my hotel room by myself after work, and I was kind of feeling lonely, and I was like, God, why can't I find anybody? Why has everybody else got boyfriends around me, and I'm still single, you know? So, kind of just started that way, just thinking about that, being alone, and I was like, well, I'm like, God, give me some answers.
Did you find the answer?
I think I'm still searching.
Okay. All right. Which is going to play into our next song, which is when we debut. And you'll know about that, folks, when we hear the lyrics to the next one. But this one is Never Look Back. This is Angelique.
Out of hotel rooms, back of your worn out sheets, tired of walking around my goddamn new rubber room, waiting for the curtains to fall. My dreams finally come. See silver linings of where I went wrong. The loan sinks in. Am I forgotten? So many new places, faces I ain't never seen before. And when I'm looking within, I have so many questions. Why does every answer seem to close another door?
Never Look Back. It's Sarah Angelique, a much more serious version, a much more serious song. It's deep, and it's very beautiful, very nice song. And I feel really terrible about laughing ahead of that now. No, seriously though, Angelique, that's a very beautiful song and a good message.
Thank you.
So we've got a whole group of folks that haven't known you yet. Where do they find you? What's your social media? Where do folks look you up?
You can find me on pretty much every platform: Sarah Angelique, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, all Sarah Angelique.
All right. That's where they'll find you. And you've got a big show coming up here in a couple of weeks. You're out at the Outpost in Port Huron, Michigan on November 21st. And folks, if you are in Eastern Michigan, this will be well worth your while to get up there and see her. It's a great venue, great place to play. And we're excited for you. That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. We have the absolute pleasure on this show this evening to debut a song for you as well. This one is called Dumb Love, and I have completely fallen for this song.
I have to give credit. Greg Stryker, definitely. I've been working with him. He's He's helping me out on that.
Greg is a great dude. Greg Stryker, yeah. For those of you who don't know, singer-songwriter in his own right, but he has written for a ton of people. Yeah. Eddie Money, a lot of the Eddie Money songs you hear are Greg Stryker initiated. He's written for folks that we've had on the show here, Jackie Daniels, a number of others. And that's great to know that he's a part of this one.
Yeah, it was his idea for the, you know, the Steve Miller part.
The little nod to Steve Miller. And folks, anybody that's my age, now you guys, Quarter Peep and Angelique, well, you guys are way too young to know Steve Miller and the Steve Miller Band. But Space Cowboy gets a big nod in this song, and I absolutely love it. When I first, the very first time I heard this, I said, oh, my music.
That's why you cranked it up. I guess
I did. Yes, I did. We absolutely love this. And this is kind of, it's really a fun song. You have a line in this song. This is kind of your hook in this. Five more girls like me strumming his guitar strings, and I just when I first heard that, I laughed out loud. I feel bad because maybe in my younger days I might have been that guy.
Oh no!
But you're really just kind of, yeah, this is what we do. This is what happened, and taking one on the chin for the other girls that have done the same thing.
Yep.
She's absolutely like, yes. Great tune. Yeah. Okay. I've absolutely put my foot in my mouth for a good time here tonight. So let's give this one a listen. This is the debut of Dumb Love.
Take me by the hand. Guess I'm just a sucker for the guitar player in the band. Everything was right as rain till I found out last night. There are five more girls like me strumming his guitar strings. Dumb love, dumb boys, dumb guitars with dumb noise. Why do I seem to find them every time? Guitar strings, dumb love, dumb boys, dumb guitars with dumb noise. Why do I seem to find them every time? Dumb men, dumb guys, making up their dumb lies. Every time I think I found the right one, I'm
Sarah Angelique Woo-hoo! Telling us about Dumb Love. Thank you so much for letting us debut that here. That's a great tune.
That's awesome.
Great tune. I know none of us want to be in Dumb Love, but we've all been there. There's no question about that. And you just hit on a perfect rant for us all.
Really did. I sometimes really like them guitar players, but yeah.
Well, we know where Sarah's weakness is now.
Yeah.
Sarah Angelique, thank you so much for sharing everything with us tonight. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And we know there's going to be a lot more in front of you. You got to keep in touch with us. When the next three come out, we need to hear those too.
All right.
Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we are bringing back Justin Judge.
Oh, looking forward to that. Well, he's going to be joining us in Nashville, too. So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, I think that's a wrap on this evening's show. We were so enamored with and happy to have Sarah Angelique with us. Thank you again so much for joining us. All right. For all of you out there in podcast land, if you know somebody else like Angelique that you want us to have on the show, drop us an email at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. Of course, you want to know where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing. Vehiclecitysound.com is the website. Our schedule is there and all of the past shows. You can link to all of those. I know you're going to want to listen to this one many, many more times. We appreciate all of your support. Thank you so much for being behind us. And hey, everybody, be good.
Thanks, everybody.